Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
What up, guys? We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So early on during the COVID pandemic, some people had their COVID, they survived their COVID, but they still felt like crud. And they either had a cough, or fatigue, or brain fog, or they couldn't smell, or they couldn't taste. Felt tired, fatigue. And so we called it long COVID. And at first, when I look at my previous articles, they said, well, if it lasts longer than 8 weeks, or if it lasts longer than a few months. We have people who have had, quote-unquote, long COVID for now years, especially considering we've had COVID in the United States since the fall of 2019. We only were really aware of what was happening by January of 2020. But COVID's been around now for over 3 years. Personally, I think the lab accident happened or leak happened end of summer 2019, early fall. So now we have a study saying that this long COVID can kill. That thousands of deaths, at least 3,500, and the number is evolving, deaths have been linked in the United States to long COVID. The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics is based on an analysis of death certificates issued across the country between January 2020 and June 2022. So that number is still an underestimation. And it mentions that long COVID or other like post-acute sequelae of COVID-19 PASC or post-COVID syndrome or long-haul COVID syndrome was listed as the cause. Now, this is a very easy study for them to do because depending on what gets typed and what shows up in the filter, whatever term they use for post-COVID sequelae or long COVID or long-haul COVID will come up. Many of us physicians, though, wonder, well, what if it wasn't designated? Could there be more? So the fact that we have 3,500 that have been identified as post-COVID sequelae, but not necessarily based on what was typed on the death certificate, that means the number could be higher. So why? What the hell is this virus? What the hell is long COVID? So I have said from the beginning, and I'm not saying I'm right. I'm right about a lot of things. But I have suspected from the beginning that the virus doesn't die in 5 days. That the virus doesn't die in 10 days. That for some of us, that virus will persist. And that's why people couldn't smell for months. Now, what some of the studies are saying, well, it's the inflammation. The virus is dead, but the inflammation persists. Like maybe there's a viral particle that's causing the inflammation to be chronic. I don't know. I think that this virus camps out and hangs out. We found that to be true with Ebola. For some individuals, Ebola decided to come back in somebody's eye a year later. And they said it was their same Ebola they had suffered with from a year ago. So we know these viruses can camp out. Hepatitis can camp out. Chickenpox, varicella can camp out. Herpes can camp out. HIV can camp out. In fact, they think HIV now hides in even a second cell if it wants to. So CDC defines long COVID or PASC, long-term symptoms or the post-sequelae of COVID, as you've recovered from an acute infection, but you still have symptoms long-term. They say long COVID accounted for 0.3% of all deaths reported across the country during the assessment period. So it's not a lot, but we're still having a high toll. People above the age of 75 make up 56.9% of the long COVID death toll, people above the age of 65 making up 78.4%. So it does seem to affect older people. Male women, men versus women, 51.5% were male, 48.5% were female. So it did, long COVID, did appear to affect males more than females, but also COVID appeared to affect more males than females. We don't know if estrogen was protective. We don't know if testosterone was less protective. So that one study showed that women and people who needed hospitalization for COVID were more likely to have long COVID. So that makes sense. So what does that mean? Well, we have a couple tools, and people are mixed on them, and I get why they're mixed. We have vaccines. We also have antivirals. We are being told that the vaccines will minimize long COVID symptoms. We are also told that Paxlovid, if you take Paxlovid within the first 5 days of your COVID experience, it could limit long-term symptoms. I am optimistic about that data. Cautiously optimistic, but I'm optimistic. And personally, if you do feel that you have access to it and want to get it, I support you with that. I would never mandate it, but I would support you. And the reason being is when I got COVID last year and then this summer, I'm different. And I don't know what the hell this virus is. And as a doctor, you know, you don't always say you've seen it all, but I've seen a lot. I've never seen any virus like this. I have never seen that. And I've never seen anything act like this. And I know that sometimes people, if they have an issue or an injury, may never be the same. But a virus should either go away or quiesce. And instead, this sucker looks like it still plays a role. And somebody could ask, well, how does long COVID kill? Well, if your long COVID is a cardiac symptom, is a pulmonary symptom, is a depression symptom, whether it could lead to somebody's suicide, whether it could lead to someone's heart failure, whether it could lead to someone's lung failure, it does play a role. We don't know enough about it. And here we are 3 years later. We still don't have a conclusion as to how we got it, where it came from, why we got it, why we were unpaired, and what do we do about it? This is a different virus, which is why I think it either mutated in the lab or was tinkered with. So if you do, let's say, you know, suffer from long COVID symptoms, don't ignore them. Have your medical provider take a look because it could be the virus still acting out. 1-877-DR, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dolia Show, 1-877-DOCDOLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolia Show. Okay, so as you guys can tell, I am pretty independent. And so when I grew up, and I disagreed with my parents. They said, look, this is our roof. If you don't like our rules, you move out. All right? So I'd be 10 years old. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Like, no. You move out when you're 18. We're not going to get in trouble with the law if you're not going to school and things like that. If you don't like our rules, when you're 18, you could move out. So when I was 18, I left. And I found roommates. I lived in the dorms for a little bit. And then I would find roommates. And many of them were strangers. Many of them were men. Whoever I could rent a room from or whoever could share the rent. And I attribute a lot of my growth and loss of my naivety to moving out of the house and doing my own thing and learning how to deal with bills and get a credit history and landlords. And so when people ask, what did I learn in college, even though I loved my college that I went to, a lot of my education was supporting myself, working a bunch of part-time jobs, and trying to get through school at the same time. And it was immeasurable experience. You can't, invaluable experience. Well, nowadays, the concept of the kid, you know, leave and dodge at 18 years old is not that popular. And in fact, studies have shown that half of kids, or not kids, half of young adults are still living at home with mom or dad or parents. And it's interesting because a lot of baby boomers and Gen X's will be like, okay, huh, something's wrong with that. Yet many Gen Z's and millennials are like, makes sense. Pretty smart. But the way rent is going, why not? Now, another thing, too, that I've noticed is many millennials and Gen X's, I don't think, have the relationships with their parents that we did. So those of us that grew up getting, you know, getting, you know, our butts whooped or having to grab a switch and getting and picking out the belt or whatever. A lot of kids, like my kids were rarely spanked. And when I tried to spank them, they laughed. They thought it was the funniest thing. So they don't, you know, feel like they don't, you know, have that dislike as much as some of us might have. You know, some of us thinking about, I could never live with my parents. These kids are like, it really wasn't that bad. The other thing, too, is a lot of these kids don't have that old-fashioned nuclear family. Their families are split. So they have a couple options. They can live with mom, they can live with dad, they can live with another parent. They don't necessarily, you know, have the, you know, because there's another parent and maybe a step-parent, you know, sometimes that might not be very conducive to a family relationship. For others, they might have a better relationship with their parents. They don't get disciplined as much. They don't get yelled at. They don't get, because they are children of divorces. And so many kids like their parents. And that's really interesting. And it's interesting because, you know, I'll talk to students and I'll talk to people of that generation. And they're like, yeah, you know, my parents are coming out to visit. Okay. Usually, if this was a Gen X discussion, I'm like, oh, God, you know, how are you going to cope? And because as a physician, my patients would be asking for Xanax, the number one medication that was asked for during Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving, was Xanax because the family was coming. And instead, these kids are like, oh, no, I can't wait. I love my family. And I'm like, that's cool. That is really cool. It's actually really, really refreshing. So here we are, sorry, my phone's ringing, here we are with half of young adults living at home. That changes the whole economy. That changes the whole landscape. And so what are we noticing with the newer generations, like Gen Z, millennials, and then later Generation Alpha? Well, one is if these kids aren't leaving home, you know, because the rent is ridiculous and buying furniture is expensive, and you don't know where you're going to live. You don't know if you're going to stay in school. The average student does not stay in school. The average student, the average employee does not stay at a job longer than 2 years. Now it starts to make things a little bit more, what's more practical? Well, why don't I save the thousands of dollars? And see, when I rented a room, I didn't need cable. I didn't need anything like that because, with the exception of Melrose Place, I would watch Melrose Place 90210, and I really didn't have time to watch a lot of TV, so I didn't really need any of that. I needed my VCR, you know, and I just needed, I think, regular TV. I think I just needed an antenna, but you didn't have to buy cable. You didn't have to buy internet. You didn't have to have cell phone service. All you had to do was rent a room. And so it was a lot cheaper. Now, and I'm going through this with my kids, too. And, you know, when we calculate what they would have to spend is it that necessary? Now, I think it's necessary for growth. I think it's necessary to learn how to navigate with landlords, to understand contracts, to read a contract, to understand security deposits. I think moving out is crucial. Sorry, just adds a trail mix, is crucial for, you know, any person to, you know how to navigate life. But when things are this expensive, is it that big a deal? So now we have students or people who are living at home working with extra money. And if they're not spending it on the rent sector or the housing sector, what are they spending it on? They're spending it on tech. One of you had asked how, if we're in the middle of a recession and with all this inflation, how is Apple doing so well? How is Netflix still having subscriptions? Because there's this extra income. Many people are families are living together. Many people are learning, I don't have to spend this extra money. I could do my own thing, and I could share, and they have now this extra money. So, you know, things are a little different between this recession and the Great Recession in the teens, because the generation, this younger generation has a different attitude about how they spend their money. And to them, it's more important for them to be able to have their tech than to really have their independence. And since a lot of parents are kind of doing their own thing and they don't seem to be as strict as they used to be, the parents are kind of livable. I mean, I rarely see my kids. I rarely do. I'm never home. They're never home. For them to spend that money on rent, now eventually they will. They are. Either my son's going to move with his girlfriend or whatever they're going to do. So, you know, eventually there is going to be that change, but I don't care. Whatever they want to do is good. I'm just going to, you know, change the room into a gym because right now all my gym equipment is in my bedroom. So the next change we're going to also see is I think we're going to see also better attitudes with the grandchildren. So a lot of people are living with their parents because now they have a nanny. Now they have an indoor babysitter. So my generation that got the hell away from their parents fled, and people are separated across the country. Now we have families that are going to be closer to the grandparents that are going to find, you know, if one thing that I think we're missing in this day and age is that family unity where you're close to your family. I mean, my family is all spread out. And my family that I came from my parents, everybody's spread out. We did not stay close. Lot of bad history. And we're completely apart. Yet, the younger generation, it's, you know, I still want to live kind of close by. I still want to have that closeness. I want that back. And I'm sorry, I had a bunch of trail mix on break. So the trail mix is coming out. But I want that, you know, being close to family back. You have friends, and we have some best friends that are family to me. But nothing is like family. And when you come from a family that's dysfunctional and separate and nobody's together, you really don't want that for your family. And maybe that's why I raised my kids differently. I wanted them to, you know, mom's coming. I didn't want them to go, oh, God, mom's coming. Okay, you know, how can we pretend to have COVID? You know, and I'm sure I'm a pain in the butt. You know, everybody wants to think that we're going to be the coolest mom or the coolest grandma. I'm sure I'm a pain in the butt. But I have kids that are like, you want to hang, you want to go. You know, me and my friends are going to this concert, you want to come. That's, for my kids to want me to hang out with their friends, I think I did something right. So for those of you who have kids that aren't necessarily getting out of the house, if they're going to school, if they're working, if they're being productive, it might not be as bad a thing. If all they're doing is playing video games and they're not working and they're not being productive, then yeah, you might have to give them the boot, and they are going to have to learn how to support themselves, and despite how expensive it is. But, you know, things are changing, and the economy will change based on what these younger generations are prioritizing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA News Update. Over the past 2 days and today's trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost more than 4% of its value. It's been down by as many as 500 points today. That's 1.5%. We're learning that a federal judge in Washington recently authorized federal prosecutors to access the emails of four men linked to former President Trump's attempt to change the results of the 2020 election. Among the four, Congressman Scott Perry and Trump attorney John Eastman. Not happy with the number of journalists who cover him, Elon Musk has decided to suspend their Twitter accounts.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
By doxing, Musk means posting the location of his jet, which is publicly available anyway. The CDC estimates there have been at least 13 million cases of the common flu this year. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So some of you have reached out about masks, and you're pretty upset about it. And they are not mandated yet, but multiple cities are talking about masking up. And it is it's frustrating people, but on the flip side, some of you are saying, okay, what's the big deal? Just wear a mask. And I can't believe here we are 3 years later still talking about it. So as a doctor, I can tell you this. We are seeing people get sick. and it is typical for this time of year. Flu, colds, RSV. I have not been able to do my own study asking how many people wore a mask and didn't get sick, and how many people got sick despite wearing a mask. And the reason why, and oh, sorry about that. I don't know why that's coming up. Okay. I apologize. I don't know why that came up. So I can't necessarily say, you know, if somebody was wearing a mask and they didn't get sick, they're like, you see, they were good because they wore a mask. Because I'm not wearing a mask and I haven't gotten sick. Knock on wood. So when it comes to us having this twindemic, which they're calling COVID, flu, RSV, I'd like to say quadruple-demic, you know, because we are seeing pneumonia. You know, use common sense. And if there's a concert where you are going to be standing out in the cold and you are going to be having people breathe on you, expect you're going to get something. You're going to get sick. If you want to wear a mask during that said concert, great. It will provide you some protection. But it's not going to provide you 100% protection because that mask is going to be defective and used within an hour. So you would have to change it out. And so what I usually tell people, like right now, it's about 40 degrees where I live, which is kind of nippy for, you know, cold for Las Vegas. But with cold weather, our immune system, one of you had asked, why does the cold precipitate colds and flu? Well, one is some of these viruses might do better than during the summer months, that they might thrive on that. Number two is a lot of us are indoors and we huddle closer and we don't open the window and have a lot of fresh air and ventilation because it's cold. And then number three is our immune system could be suppressed. When we get cold, that could affect our immune system such that when a bug does come in, it's not necessarily, you know, alert. We know that heat kind of drives up your immune system. That's why fevers happen to us. So cold could suppress our immune system. Yeah, I remember my mom saying, if you get a chill, you'll get sick. So close the window so you don't get a chill, or wear a jacket. Because if you get a chill, you'll get sick. And then I, one night, got a chill. And I'm like, I'm going to prove my mom wrong. I felt a little chilly. So, you know what? Put my jacket on. I'm going to prove her wrong. And 2 days later, I got sick. Now, what's happening there? Well, a couple things. One is, it could be you got cold, your immune system suppressed, and a virus was able to take over at the right place at the right time. The other possibility is that chill meant you were sick. And you felt a chill, not because of the cold weather, but because you do get chills when you're sick. And that you already have been infected, and so that chill was an example of that. So, when it comes to masks and what some of these, I know the CDC wants us to wear them indoors and things like that. You know, if what you guys know, you're not stupid. You know what works for you. If you feel like you didn't get sick when you wore a mask, and you're like, you know, like me, I'm like, I need to be good for Christmas weekend, and I need to be good for New Year's. So I don't want to get sick. So I'm going to avoid crowds. There's a party this weekend. I'm not going to, you know, be huggy and kissy, and I don't think I'm going to wear a mask, but if I hear somebody coughing or somebody not looking well, I'm going to keep my distance. And I'm going to also try to go outside and make sure I get some fresh air. But I am being very cautious because I don't want to get sick. I did get the flu shot. I did get the COVID bivalent booster. But some of you are like, it's embarrassing. I want to wear a mask, but I'm embarrassed. Don't be. You know, there was a student during match day that was wearing a mask. And he was explaining to everybody why. You know, because he had a family member who was older and all that. I go, you don't have to explain. You know, but there was that societal pressure that if you wear a mask, you're liberal. Or if you wear a mask, you're pro-mandate. And I don't know where the hell that came from. We got to change that. I don't want people vilified for wearing a mask. I also don't want people vilified for not wearing a mask. When I heard that patients were getting chewed out by nurses in the hospital, saying, you see what you did? You didn't wear a mask. This is on you. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? I did wear a mask. We're going in the wrong direction. So, you know, and it's interesting because you do see some people in masks, and the first thing you think about is, you know, well, they like the mandates or they like the masks and they want everybody else in masks. And they, no, don't assume that they want the draconian measures that we had and people, you know, and security guards getting shot or stabbed and workers getting hurt because of the mask mandate. Just because somebody's wearing a mask doesn't mean they supported all that. People might be wearing a mask because they are sick. You realize if you do have COVID and you go back after 5 days, you still have to wear a mask to work for the remaining 5 days. So somebody could be on day 6 or 7 of their COVID. Somebody could have tuberculosis. I want them to wear a mask if they have tuberculosis. You know, you realize we're getting thousands upon thousands of people coming across the country. And multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis is more common in these other countries. So we're going to start seeing more tuberculosis, which is why if you have a cough that persists, don't just think it's COVID or long COVID. Have your doctor do a chest x-ray and see if you have tuberculosis or do a sputum culture. But there's a lot of ways now to test for it and screen. But still, the chest x-ray is one of the best ways. You have a chronic cough, get that looked at. So, as we go into this, as we are into the season, you know, use your best judgment. If you don't want to get sick, avoid crowds. Or if you're like, I'm not going to be able to avoid a crowd because we have a holiday Christmas party this weekend. And that's where a lot of these emails are coming from. There's a party this weekend. And so they have a party this weekend, and then they fear they're going to get sick, and it's going to mess up Christmas. Well, then what do you do? Well, you could wear a mask. You could get your flu shot. You could get your COVID shot, although it's going to take a few weeks to boost your immunity. You could bone up on your vitamins and your vegetables. I don't recommend, you know, going and getting these chalky, chewy vitamin supplements. I would rather you eat healthy, get some sleep, hydrate. What I used to do is I used to take a hot shower after work all the time. I come home and I take a shower. And I just think that helped clean off a lot of the bugs I got. What some people do, and I'm not recommending this, but what some doctors did is they would put Neosporin in their nose. Now, I don't necessarily like doing that or recommending that, but they claimed that that prevented them from getting a lot of colds and MRSA. So I'm not saying to do those things, but, you know, there are preventative things that you could do. But for the most part, most of us are going to get sick this season. So then have plan B for travel, have plan B for work, and just be prepared. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So having had a friend that committed suicide, it is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking when you see it happen, because most of us that survive it and or have, you know, live beyond our friend or family member committing suicide, we think to ourselves we could have prevented it. We could have stopped it. And if we did more, they would still be alive. And so the suicide act is not only extremely tragic for the victim, but very, very tragic for those who survive them and loved ones. So we're being told DJ Steven, Twitch boss, 40 years old, shot himself. He had worked on The Ellen Show. He was executive producer on The Ellen Show. He was a DJ originally. He had just celebrated his 9th wedding anniversary with his wife, Allison Holker. And then I believe he went to an L.A. hotel room and shot himself. He worked on Ellen's show from 2014 until it ended in 2022. Was made an executive producer in 2020. He's only 40 years old when he left home without his car. So his wife knew that something was up, contacted the police on Tuesday, and then apparently they found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And very, very talented. He looked happy, you know, in what you saw on The Ellen Show and in terms of him celebrating his anniversary. He and his wife had 3 children together. They got married in 2013. They hosted Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings together on Disney Plus. And, you know, when you see things like this happen, you're like, okay, why? And, you know, what... And, you know, a big thing is impulsivity. A lot of us, we do things impulsively. We'll tell our loved one off impulsively. We'll quit a job impulsively. We'll be like, you know what? Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. If I could quote song. And we almost want the impulsivity. We're like, you know what? I don't want to change my mind. I don't want to change my mind. And so when people do kill themselves, a big question friends and family answer is, why didn't they tell us they were going to do it? Well, they didn't tell you because they didn't want to be talked out of it. They wanted to do it. Each year, about 50,000 Americans take their lives, and maybe more if some of these fentanyl overdeaths are suicide. And when we see, what, almost 150 people a day, including kids, in kids and adolescents, suicide is the second leading cause of death. We really have a problem. So one issue is, you know, people always ask, why would somebody do that? Well, they might not be able to see around the problem. You know, there was a doctor in town who had recently committed suicide. Not sure what he faced. If it was a health issue. If it was a career issue. But for some reason, whatever that issue was, he didn't think he could overcome. One of you had asked me a couple years ago, are the suicide statistics, including those diagnosed with cancer, could be. If somebody committed death by suicide, I think that would still be reported as suicide. If it was a terminal patient, let's say you know, they were in hospice, then I don't think that would be counted as that. And that might just be they got medicine to relax and sleep and handle their pain, and then they, you know, slowly and, you know, left this earth. But for suicide, it's somebody saying, I cannot work around this problem. A breakup, missed opportunity. So the reason why it is so frustrating for those of us is because we could show them the light at the end of the tunnel. How many people committed suicide because they were dumped by the love of their life? I was dumped so many times. Thank God I was dumped, because then I got to be with Corey, my husband. But if somebody was dumped and depressed about it, they might not be able to see that or get talked into that. A lot of people are in pain. We forget when we look at these suicide numbers, a lot of them might be in pain. Not only mental health pain, mental pain and emotional pain, but physical pain. There was another doctor in town who years ago killed himself because he was a cancer survivor, but he was in severe, severe pain from all the treatment. Couldn't take it anymore. Killed himself. Chronic pain affects you mentally, but it also affects you physically. And so one worry I had is when we started to restrict pain medication, that we would have some people saying, I just can't handle it, I just can't do it, I can't afford to get it off the streets, I'm done. The impulsivity, of course, is a big deal. You know, we are so used to now eating quickly, getting to text quickly, doing things impulsively, that a lot of people that do plan their suicide isn't a long-term plan. It's, you know what, I'm done. And sadly, they do it. One thing that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to suicide is a lot of people fear death. And they don't want to die a gruesome death or be hit by a bus or by cancer. And you have some individuals who feel like they've lived their life. And so, you know, I told you when my father died, one of my brothers said, I want to know when it happens to me. I don't want to go like Dad did. Now, the way my father died was he was at home. From what I understand, no pain. But one of the last things he said, he goes, I need to call Dolly. You know, I don't feel well. Or you thought he had, you know, a cold or something like that. And then he dropped, apparently, and had a massive heart attack. That really freaked my brother out. And he's like, I want to know when it happens. Now, I'm not saying that means he's going to be, this was years ago. But a lot of people, I'm a doctor, so I think to myself, this was horrible, you know, but, you know, when our time comes. But other people look at that as going, nah. I'm going to decide when my time comes. And I'm going to choreograph my exit in this world. That's why a lot of individuals go to a place where they're not by their family, because they don't want their family to see them. Or many people will kill themselves or hang themselves at work so the family doesn't see them. So, you know, sometimes there is a thought process to it, and they want to have that control. That's another thing. Some people want control. They can't stand the fact that they're losing friends to things beyond their grasp, and the control is much more important than the living. And then, of course, depression. A lot of people are suffering from depression. And whether it's COVID that caused the depression, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's them not sleeping, marital issues, work issues, signs that somebody could be depressed is them having trouble sleeping, always being tired, wanting to avoid others, bad appetite, lack of sex drive, not caring, going, like, this is big, this is huge. No big deal. Apathy, anxiety, sadness, being tearful, mood swings, poor memory, poor concentration, overeating could be a sign. Now, a lot of people treat their depression with weed, drinking alcohol, overeating, taking pills. Those are signs that they could have some serious depression. Other individuals feel like nobody cares about them. They're like, no one's going to notice when I'm gone. That might happen after a breakup. It might happen after being fired. But us loved ones, we don't tell people we love them until it's too late. Let your loved ones know you love them and you need them. Let them know they're needed. Many individuals think you don't need them and you're going to be fine so they don't have to be on this earth. Okay, they need to fight for life because you need them. Get them help. Suicide Crisis Hotline 988, or the old number is the 1-800-273-8255. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.